always had a silly grin about him that he seemed to carry from his boyhood days. He hang out at this little place called the Melody Lounge, a shoebox bar in the middle of nowhere that nobody ever went to. Karaoke night always had about 8 patrons standing up in line to sing the same old songs. Eddie would sit there and play pool and laugh, and he had a running tab that outstood most IRS debts. His paycheck was from A&R Concrete, and after he paid the bills and ran the rent, he went down to a Melody Lounge and put it on the table. Whatever is left, he'd stand over to the bartender and say, "Line me up." Somewhere between 8 and 10 shots was Eddie's average on any Friday or Saturday night, and he'd take them down one after another. Most people were amazed by Eddie's alcohol intake, more amazed that he drove his Harley home every day. I was just amazed that he owned a Harley. Those damn machines cost 30-40 G's. Most of all, I felt sorry for the kids. I suppose there was 3 or 4 I never knew exactly, because they always had friends over. Only visited the house once, and I was actually at the neighbor's just observing. Typical yells and screams that come from the ghetto scenes, and obscenities, and various things. Eddie had a very loud voice for a small man. I don't believe he ever hit his wife, but it's probably in the cards. I was watching Eddie play pool one night, and this strange thing occurred in his eyes. One seemed to glow while the other was black. As he was shooting the balls, I wondered what was going on in his head to cause this indifference. This change, this metamorphosis on his face. He had no grin, he had no expression while he did his games and did his shots. Other than that, he was a social extrovert. But while he played pool and did his shots, he was indifferent, stoic. No expressions to his abilities. He'd take his shots down one by one by one. Follow him up with a big beer at the end. I guess that's where all of his trouble started, with alcohol. Just kind of stemmed into the rest of his life. He's on his way home with the Harley doing about 100 country roads, taking a long route, trying not to get home. He got pulled over one night and just wouldn't stop. Eddie blazing down those side roads, doing 150 on that souped up hog. Stop signs whizzing past him and fences just screaming by like warning signs he wouldn't submit to. His hair, the alcohol, and the pools, all that mind would ever live for, and the real Eddie nobody ever knew. He kept a secret collection of old books, drawings, various things he loved that nobody understood. An old picture of a naked lady, vintage 1930s. Nobody knows the artist, but he loved it. Explained it to many girlfriends over the years, and they said it's nice, but it's not great. He couldn't accept that. I suppose there was a lot of things he just couldn't accept. The constant pounding of the concrete, jackhammers, and work never ended. And then the babies came, and his fat wife didn't stop bitching. He'd do anything he could to escape, to run away and get away from this plane. And I guess that's when the other personality developed.